From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A NATO spokesperson confirms a suicide bomber riding a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram airfield, killing six American soldiers, wounding three others. VOA's Ayaz Ghul has more on the Bagram airfield and the significance of this strike.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram air base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and that there will be significant progress before he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released today, Mr. Obama called the Islamic State a nasty, virulent organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power. They can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
President Obama speaking on National Public Radio in the United States. This is VOA News.